Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ. It is such a beautiful day here. Oh my gosh, I wish I could put it in a bottle and send a sample to every one of you, because I know around the world, weather right now is not that predictable and sometimes not so good. But of course, what really matters is the weather inside our heart. And that's what we come. That's what I'm coming to be the weather girl for. It's getting that weather in your heart. All nice, peaceful, and sunny. I would really like to just start this call with our community, because it does so much to connect us. It does so much to confirm the presence of Christ among us. He said, wherever two or more are joined, I will be there. And everyone can hear from your voice, your gratitude, your faith, your hope, and your trust in the power of God to make this a holy gathering. So I'm going to take a call from Desmond. Hello, Desmond. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks, Glenda. How are you doing today? I guess your weather's great, internally and externally. I've been having a great time reading Love Without End the last little bit here. I've been discovering some great revelations. One of the things that I've been kind of curious about is about, I remember one class that you did, and you said that the heart, that we actually, like, the images actually start in the heart, like with the Heart Math Institute, the heart reacts to images first. So images, like, start in the heart first. But I've been really working on my prayer life and working on images. And I find that I can communicate with the One Spirit and also connect with the energy of love, depending on how sincere, honest, or how integrous my heart is. I was just wondering if you had any insight on how to deepen use images or thoughts visualization to pray.
Actually, I can, and I think the rest of our community would enjoy a clarification of what you're bringing up. What Desmond is referring to was teaching and information in one of the webinars that he was enrolled in, where we were talking about, I think it was in the Power of Creation, but it could have been in one of the others, because this information has been discussed in several of our webinars. I think that everybody is very, very aware of the importance of planning in order to get what you want or need or accomplish what you need to do. We'll get up in the morning and we'll take a look at what needs to happen, whether it's something pleasant and creative or whether it's a problem that needs a remedy. We'll take a look at the landscape, shall we say, and we'll get out our list and make a list of things we need to do. And the mind will visualize. And I think we've all learned that if we take a little extra moment, not just to write down on the list, but to visualize on the list exactly what that looks like, we get better results. That's something that has been taught in motivational seminars since probably the first one was ever created. And I think probably the first motivational seminars were created not like us online or in a hotel, but by Solomon teaching in the Proverbs, and teaching that whatsoever your mind sees will come true. And even Yeshua, when he was asked about whether this, that, or another was a sin, he said, if you visualized it already, yes, it is a sin. You don't have to go do it. It's already a sin if you visualize. So he was really strengthening the conviction of the apostles and the people who came to hear him about the power and the significance of our visualization. And I think we've all learned that what we visualize will come under our command and control much more directly and easily than just what we put on a list. So now let's take this one step further. And that's what Desmond is getting to. Okay, let's compare the difference between the heart and the mind. The heart was actually the first organ created in your body. And it had to be. It had to be because we had to have the essence of life pumped throughout the cells of our newborn body. And we didn't need a mind at that point because there wasn't any information to be coordinated. There wasn't any outside information. It was all, shall we say, for a fetus, it was all an inside job. And for a little baby, even down to the little zygote, the brand new little created being, all that needed to be communicated was the energy of life. Okay? And the first cells created were heart cells, and they multiplied and they multiplied until the heart cells were plentiful enough that they could differentiate into the other organs of our body. And actually, the last organ created was our brain. Really, truly, our central nervous system was created before our brain. Our spinal cord was created before our brain. Our autonomic nervous system was created before our brain. Our brain was only built once we needed a command and control center. And that's exactly what it does. It does command and control. And it was created to discover and remedy problems. Now, that's not a bad thing. I'm not assigning a negative role to our brain. But its function is to be alert to problems. And then, through command and control, go fix those problems. Right? That's a good thing to have. Probably most of us have relatives or friends who have aged to the point that this little command and control center doesn't work so well. And they don't recognize old friends or relatives. But here's what happens when you go to meet them. They don't recognize you, and they might call you Bill or Mary and say, where have you been? I haven't seen you for years. But you're the son or the daughter that comes to see them every day. And all it takes is to pick up their hand and give them a hug, and all of a sudden they recognize you. Now what happens? The heart kicked in. Okay? The heart is what knows love. The heart is what recognizes goodness. And it doesn't focus on solutions. It focuses upon realizations. It focuses upon what can be created and what it wants. See, from the very beginning, that's what your heart did. It focused upon love. It focused upon creating extensions of itself. It focused upon what it wanted. And your heart, just like your brain, can create with pictures. The only thing is your heart is sometimes overwhelmed with too many pictures your brain has created. Your brain is a virtual movie theater. It just goes on and on and on and on creating picture, picture, picture. And a lot of the pictures it creates are like, oh, my God, what would happen if this happened or if that happened? It sees you in a storm. It sees you out on the street. It sees you falling. It sees you failing. And you just want to turn off the movie projector. That's the value of meditation, is turning off the movie projector. And one of the great values of praying, second only to the fact that it puts you closer to God, is that it turns off the movie projector also. God doesn't want to see the pictures in your brain. He knows they're all surrounding problems. But too many people actually undermine their ability to pray properly by first starting with, dear God, I'm sitting in this horrible mess, and they're going to ruin all the pictures in their brain by God, as if God could care less about all the pictures in their brain. I think it's good to meditate first and get quiet. Just like Yeshua said to the apostles, don't go out on the street and pray your, shout your prayers, because you'll shout to the world what you need. Don't start your prayers with what you need. And he gave the apostles a perfect prayer, which is first of all, announce your love of God, your worship of God, the glory of God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your will be done, your kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. That's the way to start. You don't have to use those words, but the idea behind the words is praying from your heart. If the first pictures you can see are pictures of the glory of God, your prayer will be empowered. But in life, just like Desmond said, just like Desmond was talking about, your heart can actually create pictures. And I remember now the seminar Desmond was in, the webinar he was in, where I had you create a picture board. I had you actually either doodle or draw or go through magazines and cut out pictures of life, the way you would like to live it. You know, if you want to be in a garden, cut out some pictures of a garden or some daffodils. Put them on your picture board. And then take these pictures into your heart. Let your heart have these pictures, because pictures in your heart are just as real as the pictures in your brain, except that the pictures in your heart are all about wonderful things. If you want to walk again, cut out pictures of a guy running or walking hand in hand with somebody you love. Okay? The pictures in your heart generate faith. And that's a really big part of faith, is when your heart can see it accomplished and then hold on to that picture of accomplishment. You see yourself in your heart writing out a check that pays off every one of your bills. You see yourself in your heart receiving that bank deposit. You open up your bank account and you see, instead of seeing the letters in red overdrafted, you see $100,000 in your bank account. And your heart sees that. Take a picture of it. Put it on your picture board. Put it on your wall and look at it. You're not dreaming a false dream. What you're doing is you're posting pictures of faith. And actually, your heart is not going to solve the problems. what it's going to do is attract solutions. This is how your heart and your brain work differently. And sometimes in life, you can get so underneath the problems that your brain just takes over. It takes over and it causes stress. Your brain will activate more cortisone, more adrenaline, more of all the things that generate stress. And then your heart just says, well, I guess they don't need me now. And nothing could be further from the truth. You know, we come to the blessing call to strengthen your heart. And the energies we pour in are energies that are tuned in to the receiver. It's like the satellite dish of your heart. We don't send these energies to the satellite dish of your brain. We praise your brain for the good work it does, but it can get overloaded, truly. And I know you know what I mean. I know you've had nights and you couldn't sleep and you couldn't turn it off. I know you have. You're human. I know what it's like to be there. And you got to turn it off, because when it's overloaded, it doesn't work. When you've got a good night's sleep and the problems are small, your brain is a masterpiece. It can go out and it can find things you lost yesterday, and you say, oh my God, I looked there 40 times yesterday and I couldn't see a doggone thing. I know you know what I mean. I know you're laughing. I wish I could hear you. That's what an overloaded brain cannot see the dishes in your cupboard, and you open it up and you say, who came in and stole all my dishes? Really, it's that silly. It's that silly. So, what you have to do is you've got to change venues. You've got to realize, okay, I've got to return to my heart. I've got to do what it takes to empower my heart. And the first thing is to simply stop. If you can't sleep, just stop. And stop until you can meditate. And meditate until you can say, oh God, my Father, please be with me. Accept your child in faith, that I may be in your arms and receive by grace that which I need to put my life back together again. I know you made me perfect. I know you see me as your masterpiece. I ask now that you get up your polishing cloth and polish your masterpiece so that I can shine again. And just be in this state until you're fully rested. Then you can join in a more focused prayer or go to sleep. Okay? And Desmond, does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you very much, Glenda.
Okay, great. I'm gonna open the line. Well, I took a long time because I know that your question was actually an everybody question. We all ask that from time to time. And I'm gonna open the line to Stormy now. Hi, Stormy. Hope you're doing well today.
Oh, yes, I am, Glenda. I'm remembering of how I have slept on the coast in my station wagon or van down there where you live. And while I'm facing the south, I'm remembering how I have experienced the sun rising in the east and experiencing the sun setting in the west for weeks and weeks at a time, laying on the beach with the moonlight and letting a wave wash upon my feet. Reminds me of the last line in the I Am song. I have been a moonbeam glistening on each wave of a sea. I'm using those experiences during this call a whole month's worth, year after year, to send this blessing to add to the blessings that we all are involved in with this blessing call.
Thank you, Stormy. And thank you for being all that you are. You are a blessing to us. And I always look forward to the blessing you speak. It's lovely, as are you. Okay, and now I know what old friend set this place up for me years ago. I always wondered what brought me down here. Okay, my dear, I'm going to open the line to Tony. Hello, Tony. How are you today?
I'm good, Glenda. Thank you. Thank you for, thanks, Desmond, for the question and for your response, what you shared today about that. I think it's very beautiful. I want to mention Linda Lang had sent me a message because she wanted to get a blessing in, but she's working because for her it's Monday. Her friend Sandra is going to have surgery at the end of the week, and she's like one of her dearest friends, and so she wants to include her in the blessing today.
Okay.
This is new moon. It's new moon in Pisces today.
Okay. How are things in the heavens today?
Well, we've got this new moon, and it's really lovely. We actually have the moon is still very close to the sun. It was exact with the sun about 6 hours ago. And right now it's approaching exact alignment with Mercury. So we have that right now. And this one's a really interesting moon cycle. I think it's very resonant with what you were talking about with finding peace with prayer and meditation. This alignment during this moon cycle, when the moon is full, will be 2 weeks from today, and the sun will be exactly with Neptune, like within 1 degree, and then we'll have a full moon 2 weeks from today. So that's kind of cool because it'll line up with another Sunday.
Oh yeah, and recently we had a day. What was it? I think it was Friday. 2/22/2020.
Yeah. That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Just,
yeah.
Really? Oh my goodness, that's right, of course. I felt really suspended in space and time. I don't know why that one affected me so much. It was very peaceful. I mean, only good. I can't see anything. I mean, good things happen to me all day, and it was quite amazing. So
I agree. It got my attention. It actually popped up on my awareness, I think on Thursday or Friday. I think, oh my gosh, it's coming, because it was funny on Thursday. I think it was. Yeah, Thursday was February 20th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a 2/20/2020. So that one got me, and then I realized, oh, wow, we have So the thing that's been coming up recently that showed up a number of times, and I just opened Love Without End the other day, and it was took me to the reality of God, and so it was. Talking in multiple places to me about, and the word essentialness came to the reality of God is kind of the way Yeshua described it in the way it appears. It's the basic, you know, the base layer of reality. And so that word essentialness, so there's this essentialness in us, and essentialness and everything that's going on. And I think that that's kind of highlighted with with this Piscean energy right now that we're getting. The sun's been in Pisces for a couple of days, so.
I agree with you, Tony, but I want to quickly add one other thing to the meaning of two. Two is the number of balance. And we have been through so much stress and chaos as a human family. I think it's nice to consider that things are coming or just might be coming back into a little state of balance. That's what I felt yesterday, was balanced.
Yeah, very nice.
And, you know, we're going to get to have another, we're going to get to have some twos all during this year. So I hope that means that this whole year will be a year of more balance and more sharing and more equality and more harmony, because there has been so much disharmony, so much inequality, and so much unequal distribution. I'm just hoping and praying that this year, this first year of 2020, will correct a lot of that and bring more balance and more harmony to our lives.
Well, that's beautiful. I second that. So that's kind of at the heart of another blessing that I want to put in there today, just that we have more of that, more and more awareness and connection and movement towards balance for all of the brothers and sisters.
Oh, that's so true. And I'm so glad that we're always glad to hear from you, Tony, because, you know, it's really important as part of prayer and blessing and meditation that we always look for the bigger picture. And one of the things about pain and hardship, loss and stress, is it narrows down our focus onto the problem. And sometimes we can get so narrowed down on the problem, we lose sight of the resources that could be of great value in to remedy the problems of life. So this is a wisdom process, learning the wisdom of seeing larger, of thinking larger, and of reaching larger. It's the wisdom of not keeping everything bottled up inside yourself. And that goes for me and everybody else on this call, because we tend to do that. We tend to think nobody else could understand. Nobody else wants to help me. Nobody else has the answer. These are my problems. I'll just bear my own cross. We all think our own version of this, you know, those were my words, but you've got your own words of how you bottle things up. And it's good to open up. We still have some time to take some calls. If anyone wants to ask for a specific blessing, I'll look in the queue, and if no one shows up right away, then we'll get started with our blessing. Oh, but here we are. Hi, Tara Kim. Glad you dialed in.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I am doing very good, thank you.
Good, I am glad to hear that. And hello, everyone. I'd like a blessing request today, if I may, for my husband and myself. We both have been looking for new jobs, so some new jobs, some the right jobs for both of us, and we've both been in sort of a recovery mode. My husband had a medical procedure to open up breathing, and then I was in a car accident on the 12th. So just like recovery and healing for some of that would be a great blessing. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you will be in our blessing today. And
thank
both
you
of you.
So much. Thank you very, very much. And my husband's name is Bert, B-E-R-T.
Bert. Okay. Okay, right. Blessings to Bert, too.
Thank you so much.
And to your lovely union as a couple.
Oh, I appreciate that as well. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else want to sign in quickly? Okay. Looks like everybody is very content to bring their own prayers to God directly. All right, then we will put everybody on mute, and I will start the prayers to our blessing. But before that, let's all take a deep breath. Count to five, hold it for a few seconds, and then release to five. Count to five, then release to five, and again. Just be seated in your most comfortable way, however that is, what's most comfortable for you. Okay. Blessing givers, will you stand with me? Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your attention to all the details of our life. Help us this moment to see the larger picture that can open up new possibilities for expanding the good details of our life and bringing answers to the challenging details of our life. We thank you for holding us in your heart and loving us unconditionally. We thank you for being with us even when we don't see you or acknowledge you, that we know you are there. We thank you that you have given us the strength to be in this world, not just for ourselves, but for others, for everyone we love and care about. As we experience our expanded love and caring, we know how much you love and care. We join you in our hearts to wish blessings of God upon all who suffer now, whether they suffer in the hospital, or in hardship, or abusive human situations, or political situations, whatever the hardships may be, we know that the conditions are so imperfect, and yet deep inside every human is perfection. We ask that you would strengthen that perfection, that the hardship may be overcome. We ask that you feed the hungry with your spiritual blessing and bring others to them that will give them food for their body. We ask that you be with the children, that their faith may be honored and become a glory to the earth, for they are our future. And as we walk on this earth and share their hearts, we bring a better future to ourselves and everyone. We ask that you be with the elderly and honor the gifts they have brought to this earth, for they are truly the anointed ones who have given their life and their service, and they deserve to be honored and lifted above whatever hardships remain. Be with them whether they need peace in this life or whether they need assistance and recovery in returning to their heavenly home. We all are on different pathways, and yet let us know that all the pathways will lead us back to God. And while we're asking for blessings, we ask that you bless our beautiful Mother Earth and all of her children, for they too need blessing and love. We ask forgiveness that we have hurt her and we have ignored her children and we have let them suffer. We ask for more and more work for us and opportunities to create heaven on earth. In your glorious name, for all the blessings you give us every day. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now take it unto your heart. Rest and receive. And just don't think for a little while, okay? Just enjoy being alive. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.